Trinity Church sits at the end of Wall Street, just two blocks south of the World Trade Center site. It's one of Lower Manhattan's most historic landmarks. Alexander Hamilton's grave is on its grounds, and George Washington worshipped in the original church consecrated in 1698. A snowstorm in 1838 heavily damaged the original structure, and a new one was consecrated in 1846. The Reverend Samuel Johnson Howard is a vicar at the church.
The condition of the building, given the fact that it's 160 years old, is remarkable. Very little structural damage apparent to my untrained eye. Some damage to stained glass that looked relatively minor. The church is filled with soot and ash and obviously needs a major cleanup.
What do you plan to say to your congregation?
There's so many things. I mean, words can't sum up the events of Tuesday or the feelings that must be running through the congregation, and I know are running through my own mind. I think part of the message, at least, will be of gratitude for the safety of those who will be worshiping with us or who are worshiping with us on Sunday, but gratitude also for the lives of those who died trying to rescue others and then to fight the disaster. I think part of what I have to say will be a reminder to the congregation as Christians that for us, death is not the final word, that there is the hope of life after death and of an eternity, that our life of faith is preparing us for moment by moment, so that when death does happen, no matter how unexpectedly or suddenly, that it is not the last thing, but the last thing will be the love of God and our presence with God for eternity. I think, too, that one important part of what I will say to the congregation is really rooted in the fifth chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, where he describes a world that is filled with sin and evil, lawlessness, disobedience, the sorts of terrible events that we lived through on Tuesday. But the assurance of God that Paul summarizes in that chapter is that even as evil spirals out of control and seems to be in charge, that the grace and the love of God is outpacing that in terms of its increase, and that no matter how bad things may appear to us right now, that the love of God is so much greater than that evil that it will overcome it.
Reverend Samuel Johnson Howard is a vicar at Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
God bless you.